Everybody's ego takes a shot on this show.
You got to keep your chill with Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I am savage.
So you're not special.
Jim, if we want to play this game, we can play this game.
And I'm just like, oh so, my God, this guy's so gonna swing on right. Jim.
Okay, he's a complicated fellow.
People like me.
Yeah, I don't think so.
This is Jim, Matt, and Molly on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
We're learning a lot about each other. Jim's an onion. You gotta peel back the layers to get to the good part.
He's not just a basic Bears fan.
Full transparency. I muted Jim on Instagram and Twitter.
Wow!
Why?
Because I did not want to hear any of your takes after the Bears-Packer game because I was so pissed off. I was like, I don't want to hear a word from Jim Rutledge.
Yes, Molly.
And I am so glad.
Muted, Jim.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison, alongside Molly Brown, here's Jim Rutledge.
Jim, Matt, and Molly. We are presented by Coors Light. The Mountains are blue, you know what to do.
And that's crush a Coors Light.
I'm Jim Rutledge. I have the power in the Everlight Solar Studio alongside Molly Brown. Primetime Laura Shine behind the glass. Get into the show, 844-770-3776. That's the Carbos Talk and Text Line. This is more. You can stream us on the ESPN Wisconsin app, and you can see us on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. Molly Brown, is that Iron Jock that you're wearing today? Is that the Jim, Matt, and Molly
You are correct.
Yeah. Molly, full ninja look today. So
not full ninja. No, my pants are like a black gray.
Oh, okay. My bad. Primetime
in
his...
You're working on your fashion game. Learn fashion.
Thank you. Molly coming in hot. Primetime in his Coors Light quarter zip.
Damn hot.
Always.
I'll tell you what. That Fleece. Is a
It's very
hot.
Comfortable.
It's very comfortable, but
hot?
That is a warm...
Really?
I'm not a complaint. I just wear it on days when I'm going
to
be cold.
I wear this to the beach, Jim. What are you talking about?
Honestly, knowing your serial killerness, yes, you probably do.
I was wearing this in Florida last week. What are you talking about?
You probably were.
Were you?
And flannels.
One day.
How
one
many
day
flannels did you wear when you were in Florida?
I didn't wear any except for the day I came back because I wanted to be prepared for when I got off the plane when it
totally
was 20
fair.
Degrees.
Totally fair.
So I wore that on the plane back from St. Petersburg. Florida, that is. Not,
St. Pete.
Not the other one.
Yeah, good for you if you got out.
Yeah.
What?
But actually, when I was in...
Never mind.
Unfortunately, when I was in
different
Florida
country.
Last week, it was like only 55 degrees most days. Yeah.
But
I know.
To
I mean,
normal
look,
people, 55
me.
When
look,
it's 30-something feels like a heat wave.
Relative to what it is right now, don't get me wrong, it was awesome. But when you're thinking of like, oh, I was wearing a fleece like quarter zip in Florida, you're like, you're insane. It's like, actually, it was perfect for the weather. It was just right.
It was like 75 in Arizona.
Oh,
it was
wow.
80 when we got there.
Cool.
So beautiful.
Damn!
Can we actually... wait, do we have like something planned for this segment? Or can we actually like talk about what we all really want to talk about? Is Ryan's Secret Santa? We heard your Secret Santa yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We can do that.
This is like totally off
if
the cuff.
That,
he was
if
not,
he puts that on, he's going to burst into flames
hold
back
on.
There.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
If you put that on, Ryan, go.
If you guys can hold it down while I walk away from the board for just a
okay,
few
let's
minutes.
Just throw everything seconds. To Ryan.
Do you think we can handle talking for a couple minutes
as long
without
as
Ryan?
The music doesn't get any louder,
if you guys
I think I'm
can
good.
Hold it. Why is he running like we don't do a radio show?
Also, our
every
office
day?
Is literally, or not our office, our office is teeny tiny.
Yeah.
His desk is literally two steps away from the door that he just sprinted out of, but it's fine.
Yeah, and on the YouTube stream, you can see me in my blazer and my pajama bear shirt. So,
yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, somewhere in my house, I put all my like sports stuff together, like my Bears shirts and sweat, you know, things like that.
Never mind. I was gonna make a joke. I'm not.
Go make the joke.
Where you're allowed to keep your sports stuff?
Right. Exactly.
As if you. Never mind.
What? Come on!
As if you don't host a radio show, you're only allowed to have like this teeny tiny corner, just like your little man cave. But I wouldn't even call it a man cave because it's not big enough.
Yeah.
Jim Rutledge.
Man pit.
Whatever, smaller than a pit.
A manhole.
Okay. I don't have anything in my manhole. All right.
Manhole covers. They're made in Nina, by the way. Nina Pride. This is
Jim,
the,
I hope
the,
you send us pictures of your manhole.
You want to see pictures of my manhole? I'll send one to the group tonight.
I think we called it a nook in the past, actually. That's what it was. The man nook. Man nook might be worse, actually.
I don't know. Manhole is pretty aggressive. It is in the basement.
I love it that it's called a manhole. I'm calling it that from now, moving
I play
forward.
Video games in my manhole. I got a big 50-inch TV in my manhole.
It's impressive.
Jeez.
It's a nice manhole.
It's a big manhole.
Couch in the manhole, too.
Can't believe you can fit all that in there.
It's a switch in the manhole, too.
Wait, the switch that your kids get to play on? So your children have taken over your manhole, too.
Yes, they play in the manhole. Yes.
Make sure there's hand sanitizer. But Secret Santa gift. I am wearing it now on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. Jim Rutledge. So you guys actually talked about it last Friday, I believe. You guys saying that Jim got me an orange flannel.
A horrible orange flannel. It was hideous. We didn't even open it. I literally saw it on Jim's desk when I went to go steal a snack from his drawer that he now locks. Okay.
No, I didn't lock. It's not locked.
You locked it last time I went in there so I could not get a snack. I was like, this is personal.
No, hold on. It doesn't lock. Because I've done this to myself. If the bottom is not pushed in all the way, the top locks.
Okay, well, I thought you locked me out of your desk. So I was just like, okay, he doesn't want me to take a snack. But I saw
snacks for Molly.
I saw, okay, rude. Was that a fat joke?
Only for Matt. Only for Matt, but only if he replies to emails.
Anyone involved in the show, not bougie enough for Matt.
No, let's be honest.
No, they're not. Well, I mean, I have like Kirkland in there.
He goes to Costco, not Whole Foods.
Right, yeah. But if you have any issues, just push the thing, like the bottom drawer in.
Okay.
So if you're
PSA.
Trying to
get okay.
Yeah, but, PSA. And it probably was a problem.
For everybody who wants to break in a gym's snack drawer, now you know.
Because I think at one point maybe I had kept the shirt in there, so I probably took it out the bottom drawer and like it got left open.
Gotcha. Well, Ryan, I saw this plaid flannel on Jim's desk folded up in the
word?
I said plaid.
Okay.
In the plastic wrapping and I said that thing is hideous and there's no way that Ryan is wearing that. Matt then proceeded to go look at it and he said that it was Chicago Bears colors. I didn't think that at first because I don't think that the blue is heavy enough.
No, it's more of an aqua blue. Which is why it's very weird with the orange, I guess.
It was just very like Hunter vibes. Not Hunter in our office. Hunter, like a hunter
like a
going
deer
out.
Hunter. Yes, exactly.
Yes, like it was blaze
I
orange.
Shot that bowl 2 days
tiny
later.
Plaid. Like you like to wear dark colors, moody colors, some might say.
Moody?
Yeah, like moody colors.
Emo.
Goth?
Slightly. Only
I mean,
at night.
Or the Prairie Ridge Hunter.
Prairie Creek.
Sorry.
Come on, Jim.
But it wasn't your vibe. It was like the small check mark. Like, it was very country kind of plaid. Where yours is more like I'm lumberjack comfy kind of plaid, right? Like there's a difference.
Yeah, I'm a little more Northwoods. Jim's was a little more like Yellowstone. There's a little showing off, I would say.
Broke.
Possibly.
No.
Okay. But
we had enough manhole discussion.
I will say, when you guys were talking about this last Friday, thinking that me as the producer wouldn't be listening to the show, you guys, Molly, having to try and bring that fact up 3 to 4 times to try and get you guys to stop, not reveal it, because it is Secret Santa, after all, Matt simply could not contain himself and couldn't. He was like, but Molly, like, it's this thing. It's like, it was watching a kid, like, waiting to open his gifts on Christmas. Like, that was more of a gift than anything Jim could have gotten me, because just listening to that was hilarious in of itself. Now, Jim, I will say you absolutely redeemed yourself, because instead of the disgusting orange Bears colored flannel that you would have gotten me, which I will say I do think looks nice, but Molly's probably right. Maybe wouldn't have been my style.
So I always take this.
But
I think
not have been his style.
I agree on the style part. The disgusting blue, like stuff. Like I liked it.
Disgusting because
it would not, like if you wore it too, it'd be ugly. Like it doesn't matter who's wearing it. The model on the website doesn't look good in it. Like
that's a model.
Yes.
All right.
Like that's not a dig at you. Write it in your diary. But that's not a dig at you. That's a dig at the shirt.
All right.
Horrible shirt. Nobody here could wear it. Not at all.
So instead, Jim, yesterday you were out in Mount Horeb visiting your friends over at Simden Chevy.
Getting an oil change out there.
You're only minutes away from a...
Better buying experience.
At Simden Chevy in Mount Horeb. And you're also minutes away from buying a jacket at Duluth Trading Company, which Jim is actually what he got for me for my Secret Santa gift, which far exceeded Jesse Nelson's $10 Secret Santa limit, I would say, for sure.
How does that make you feel that you spent, I don't know, more than $10 and Jesse spent $12?
I don't care. I honestly,
his bag of ice for you was nice.
Yes, it's now in the outdoor cooler probably until. Thank God I remembered it.
Did he just leave it sitting in the studio?
Oh my God, in your car?
No, in my truck.
Oh.
I had it on the back seat.
And it's warm today. That would have melted for sure.
Yeah, but I threw it in the freezer. It'll be used this summer when we go camping.
Okay.
Yeah.
It can last that long?
It's ice.
Or you just put it in a freezer or a cooler?
Freezer. Oh, like, okay, it's in, like, gotcha, an outdoor, gotcha, yeah.
Well, I thought you like, said, what like, was the expiration date on the ice?
Okay, aggressive. And I would imagine that ice does go bad, because I can imagine that water goes bad. It can't just sit there.
Well, we're not, so the ice is just, like, we don't put it in drinks. So it's just to keep the food cold.
Okay. So, Ryan, what I'm noticing, though, is that you still have the tags on.
Yes, because...
Do you actually not like it?
No, I do. I think it's great. It is really nice. I'll actually stand up so more people can see it on the
Make
YouTube
you the full screen. They don't need to see us.
I can't actually... I don't know how to do that as the producer. The producer doesn't have that much latitude on the show.
That's
visually.
So your style. So
it is.
Your style.
It is great. Though, the one thing I will say about it is that while wearing it, it does feel like I'm wearing my dad's jacket. Because... This is a jacket. I mean, I don't know what the type of material this is. It's like, not denim, but it's, I don't know, what would you describe this as? Do you know what the
So I have
is?
A jacket similar to that without the hood from Duluth. I have two of them.
How do you describe it? I don't really know
it's
what
like
it's
like
called.
A, it's almost like a blue jean, but not blue jean, but it's like that sort of like tough material.
It's a blue jean, like almost like hoodie
it's
mix.
Their, actually, so what it is, it's their fire hose collection.
Yes, exactly. So I think
I
Jim.
I like to wear fire hose clothes.
Big time. When you're going down the manhole, of course. Anyways. But because of that, I know Jim got this jacket being like, this is something that I would wear over like a hoodie or over like another flannel. As yesterday when I tried it on, I was wearing a hoodie and flannel during the show. And I put this on over the top and it still felt like I was wearing my dad's jacket. So Jim got one size too large, thinking that this would be the jacket that I would wear other things beneath. But I think it was initially designed that way. So I am kind of swimming in this thing, I will say.
So, yes.
He bought you an extra large. I told him your size is a large.
An XL.
Okay, so we can be... All right. Bit. I appreciate the pat on the back, and I did go over the $10.
Oh, you went way over, and this is way better than any gift
no,
I've
no,
ever
so, but here's the thing. Like,
it is a good gift.
It's a great gift.
It was off of... Like, I had two options, because I was going to go over regardless. I could have gotten you... a similar flannel, but then I saw this and Molly's worth it was on the clearance rack, so it was 10x 10 times the $10 or whatever. It was $100. That's not what I paid for it, so don't, I won't tell you what I paid for it, but
it don't feel bad, Ryan.
Don't it was in a clearance rack, and so it was less than more than 10, less than 100, so it was either medium or extra large. Now if you don't want it, you can go and that's why the gift receipt is there.
Gotcha.
You still have a credit to go buy yourself a nice flannel if you want it. So you decide.
They do have it online, for what it's worth. They have it online in your size, for the same price.
Oh, then you should absolutely, because you can return it on. You can return it
on site. Online, and then I get the credit.
Just get
from
Daddy
this one,
Jim's credit card, and you're good to go.
Right.
Get the Amex.
Yes. Yeah, get that card.
Yes.
Put it in. Order it on here. Have him go return the other one.
You sure your dad doesn't have any gift cards that I can use?
if you want some Lowe's? Do you want to do improvements to your apartment?
Do you think I could trade this in at Lowe's?
Chris Manitous Water says, Ryan, remove the tags. You look like you're going to rob a 7-Eleven. And then attempt to take the jacket back after the robbery.
You do look like a robber. Are you sweating yet?
Not yet, but I'm going to.
I would be a sweaty mess.
I would too.
It's not nearly as hot in the producer's room as it used to be. It's only like 72 degrees in here now. But with this thing on, it's up to 80 degrees, I would say. That's what I'm feeling. This is what I was feeling in Florida all of last week. It's very toasty, but it's great. It is truly a really nice gift, Jim. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, so that's why I put the gift receipt in there. You'll have less than 100, more than 10 to go spend on what you want.
It's perfect.
Do what you want to do with it. So, but I'm not making the trip out to Mount Horeb to return it.
No, you can do that.
on your own. It's a nice little town. It's only minutes away from a better buying experience out at Mount Horeb. You could go to... Buck and Honey's out there.
Oh, that's right.
There's Buck and Honey's out there. And there is some great places to get coffee. It's a cute little town. So you can do a little window shopping. It's nice.
It's right next to Dimps' hometown.
Yeah, it is right next to
Dimps. And Robin Madison, apparently. And,
apparently,
right?
So.
Somehow Robin Madison knows all of Dimps' family.
Adam Mertz,
yes.
Yep.
Are we just naming the five things that we all know in Mount Horeb?
Pretty much. Yep. The other things I know are businesses, but they don't work with us, so I'm not going to name the other ones. So Simden Chevy is all I care about out there, and then obviously Buck and Honey's.
There you go.
That's a hell of a one, too.
The rest can pound sand. No, just kidding. But there's there's plenty of things to do out at Mount Horeb. I mean, they're in Mount Horeb. What are you going to do? I got one location. I'm just going to advertise with ESPN Madison. You should, though. All right. Get into the show, 844-770-3776. That's Carbo's Talk and Text Line. This is more. We're going to talk a little bit coming up next KBN, I'm guessing, got into feelings because I called him out on their BS.
Jim Rutledge, he's fake tough.
Oh, that's the.
So
that's
is Ben Johnson, according to Ben Bruss.
According to everyone. Ben's got one one insult, fake tough. Because Ben is definitely the arbiter of real tough. But
for sure. Okay, sure.
Tell us about Madison College, Molly.
Madison College gives you over 200 programs to choose from across 11 areas of study. That includes associate's degrees, technical diplomas, certificates, and even apprenticeships. And the best part is that it's the lowest cost per credit tuition in the region. More than 100 programs are fully eligible for financial aid, including Pell Grants. So whether you're starting fresh or building on your skills, you can do it affordably at Madison College. Start your path at madisoncollege.edu. This is Jim at Molly.
Jim Rutledge, he's fake tough.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
That there's like
did, wait, did you just say we, different flavors of hand soap?
Can we not call it flavors?
No, but it is. No, it is flavors, you guys.
Flavors of hand soap or lotion?
All of the above. Okay. Mostly lotions, though, is where it freaks me out. Yeah. They have lotions that are like maple or glazed maple donut flavor.
It puts the donut lotion on the skin.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
Carbon World Health. Molly and I were there today talking with Nestor and Ashley about with good folks at Carbon World Health. They have a new like robotic or AI massage there, and apparently it's amazing. And in a couple Fridays, we're going to be out there. We're both going to try the AI robotic massage. They are always on the forefront of innovative things to do to kind of help you with health and wellness. That's the latest one, and we'll be doing a live show at Carbon World Health. I think there's some Prairie location. I don't know. Actually, I should have asked which location it's at, but we'll do a live remote at whichever location has the AI massage, Carbon World Health. Like, it's not about like the new year, new you, because like New Year's resolutions are kind of. Are you in on New Year's resolutions or?
No. I mean, there's things that I think about where I'm like, oh, I should like be better at this year, but I don't like write it down. I don't manifest it. I'm just like, it's kind of just in the back of my mind of like, be better.
Yeah, that's kind of
be better. Literally all around.
That's funny. Like, my wife's gotten mad at me before because it's like, what's your New Year's resolution? I'm like, be better. Like that's usually most of mine. Of like, yeah. Just all around, whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, it could be better coming up with resolutions. But so that's
your
my point.
Your point
like
a is a valid one, Jim.
Like, you don't have to new year, new year. Like, no, that's not even the workout style. That's not the med spa style there. It's more of like when you're ready to commit to being excellent for yourself, you go to Carbon World Health. All right. We got David Kaplan coming up next segment here. But David Kaplan is no stranger to making fun of or upsetting the host of KBN in particular, Ben Brust. And yesterday, we played a clip of Ben going in on Ben Johnson, Ben on Ben Crime there. And it was contrived and forced because, Molly, both you and I heard the cut from Ben Johnson. And I guess if you really are insecure and you got to make everything about yourself, you could make the Ben Johnson quotes about not playing your starters, about Matt LaFleur and the Packers. It's nice that at least for some Packer fans, Ben Johnson lives rent-free in their head. But I think that conversation was just about the mentality of the team, because he said that before the game as well, during the week, that they were going to play their starters. So they assumed.
But did he take shots at other teams during the week?
No, he didn't say teams. He just said, we're our team. And he didn't take top shots then. He just said, we are a team that's going to play our starters. Some teams won't. We're going to play our starters.
We're a football team. Right. We play football is what
But that's what he said in the second cut. But throughout the week, he said, we're playing our starters. We're a football. Like, I mean, that was his mentality throughout the week. So that was kind of the messaging to his team. So it wasn't, I don't think, specific
no,
to
so
the Packers.
No, so I'm saying, I honestly don't even think this was about the Packers. Because the Packers game was irrelevant. We've talked about it. It was a preseason game. Should have been canceled. It was dumb. I think, if I'm being honest, I think he was talking about the Philadelphia Eagles because the Bears took the two spot. They got the third. No, I was genuinely curious if heading into the week of the game against the Lions for the Bears, if Ben Johnson had said, like, oh, other teams don't play their starters, we are. Or, like, and that's what I think is taking shots at other teams, quote unquote.
True. And that was something that KBN definitely took issue with on Monday. Though, this specific thing that they're responding to, this was Jim responding to them having the case after the Packers last lost to the Bears. In that catastrophic fashion, the roller coaster of emotions when they had a 99.5% win percent chance to win. Jim was a little upset with some of their responses and excuse making about why they lost the game, even though most Packers fans felt like they played better. This was your response to them yesterday, Jim.
Because but that was directed specifically to one person.
Who?
Ben Brust and KBN, where they're like, we won all the whole game. And they're crying the whole time about, like, but we beat the Packers. That's all the show is today. But you didn't beat the Bears. I don't care you played better for most of the game. You know what you did? You lost. You know what I would have looked like? A punk if I had gone on air after the Bears got their extra point blocked, or excuse me, their field goal attempt blocked at Soldier Field last year. I didn't go out there and be like, the Bears were in position to win. They should have won. No, the Bears lost. You lost. I don't care who played better. The only thing that matters is who won the game.
So.
Wait. So. Can I get.
Oh, let him clarify. He wants to watch the
back. No, I want to clarify. Okay. I want to know before.
It's important if you clarify because Brad Dortman had a direct response to that statement about all that matters is who won. So go ahead.
Yeah. No, I don't care about that. Was I wrong in anything I said? Like, do either one of you have issues?
I mean, I think that the Packers played better the whole game, and I think that they peed down their pant leg, and that's why they lost.
They blew it. They absolutely
blew it. But also, Caleb Williams had a hell of a throw. I'm not negating that.
Yeah.
He had a hell of a throw. They ended up coming back. Good for them. They won the game. That's all that matters. They won the game, but, like, the Packers were better.
Right, but, like,
is
that a take you want to stand on of, like you would dunk on me if I'm like, but we were better. We just lost.
No, because I understand it, though. Because I would be willing to say, yeah, you guys were better, and then so-and-so dropped an onside kick.
Right.
So-and-so doesn't know how to play corner. I would say that.
I'm not disputing the Packers are better, but it doesn't bleeping matter.
No, it doesn't matter because they end up losing. Yes. But that's the only thing that you can... It actually kind of makes you feel worse knowing that the Packers played better, and then that's how it ended.
So. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
It does make you feel worse. Though, Brad Nortman took issue with that. When looking ahead to this next game, he has different thoughts about whether or not the Packers played better and what it means going forward.
Okay.
Just saying the Bears won is a surface level argument. You have to go deeper than
scoreboard,
that.
Scoreboard, scoreboard, scoreboard.
And
who's
you,
that?
If you're going to rely on that, if you're going to say, "Well, the Bears won that game," How did they win that game?
That's such a perfect cut.
Even Jim would say they won.
What would Jim say?
That's what translated, he would say, they won with some luck and some magic. That is not something you can rely on going forward. So, yes, if the Bears beat the Packers a second time, you would say, okay, that's a sample size that I could look at and say that is meaningful. But the fact that they outplayed the Packers for 2 minutes, yes, they got that win. But extrapolating that to this game, you can't possibly use that.
And overtime.
Why are you so red right now?
I'm not mad, honestly. Like, Brad's fine. Brad's thing was fine. I will say...
Molly, is it getting hot in that room?
For Jim, apparently.
I don't know why. I'm honestly not upset. But I would say this. I don't get the logical fallacy of we're pretending that the last four games between these two teams have not come down to the wire every damn time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I get annoyed with the we played better. Fine. We're also pretending that the Bears don't, this is who they are, good or bad, is they lead the league, and Caleb Williams is tied with Peyton Manning for the most fourth quarter comebacks in one season and led the league in it. That's who the Bears are. That will bite them in the ass at some point, but that's also who they are. And we also have to acknowledge that Caleb Williams has played out of his mind since that game. He's used it, honestly, as a springboard going forward. As far as you look at his stats since that game, he has been playing very well, the best football of his career. And that reminds me a little bit of Jordan Love on the back end of his first full season as a starter. And that's honestly who this Bears team reminds me of, is the Packers during their first season with Jordan Love as a starter. Well, they kept on getting better and were playing their best ball in December because they had a young quarterback who was trying to learn how to play within the system. And they were a young team. This Bears team is flawed. Their defense is not good enough to win a Super Bowl because Caleb Williams has to play like Patrick Mahomes, which isn't going to happen. And so I would say the same thing for the Packers, that their defense is too flawed, and I don't think Jordan Love can play like Patrick Mahomes for four games to win them a Super Bowl. But to pretend that there's some sort of chasm between these two teams is a fallacy that I hope the Packer players and coaches take into the game, too.
I don't think many Packers fans feel that the Packers are leagues ahead or head and shoulder above the Bears. I think every Packers fan is
But Brad's trying
nervous.
To project it forward, saying they handled that game. That's fine. That's one game.
I think it's
the
fair,
Detroit Lions got their asses kicked by Minnesota and then beat the Bears.
It's fair to look at that game and say, look, the Packers were better for 58 minutes, and even in the first game, they were better for probably the first three quarters as well. Like, if you take the sample size of the entire first two games, the Packers have been the better team for probably 6.5 quarters, I would
say.
Okay,
but for the games, they've come down to a blocked field goal, made field goal, missed opportunity, last second interception from the Bears, and then made opportunities
from the
Bears. And
I think, as Molly's saying, though, that second game, none of that stuff happens, and there's no opportunities for the Bears to do that if the Packers don't pee down their leg. It's the Packers who hurt themselves, not the Bears who beat the Packers.
I know, but it's very much the vibe of, like, if you're playing pickup basketball and you lose, be like, all right, let's run it back this time, we'll try.
All right, we're not comparing this to pickup basketball right now. Better analogy. You're a smart guy. Think of a better analogy than that. Come on.
The analogy is this is like losing a game and pointing out the other 58 minutes of it.
Other
but if, than
it,
that,
was,
Mrs.
if
Lincoln,
it was
how
flipped,
was the play?
You would say the exact same
no,
thing.
No, I wouldn't. It's pathetic.
So wait, hold on. The fact
it's not pathetic. It's saying Romeo Doubs was an idiot, dropped an onside kick. When the hell does that ever happen? And then Keyshawn Nixon, you can't play corner.
So hold on. It is funny that Molly brings that up, because the guys on KBN actually wanted to know what Jim had to say after the Packers or after the Bears lost on that blocked field goal at Soldier Field.
Okay.
Alex Stroff was able to actually dig up the audio to see what Jim said after that Bears loss.
The Bears played a heck of a game. I had a great time. Caleb looked good.
I had a great time. Okay. The Bears lost, but I had a great time.
What was the record?
Let it finish.
No, but wait. Like, I know what Ben's trying to do. What was the Bears' record that year?
At the time?
I think they had 4 wins. They had not.
Because then the 5th win was the Packers.
The final game of the season. Yeah.
So.
Okay, continue. He's making fun of you for saying
having
a great
time. Here's
what
I know
they're
going to do, and they're trying to conflate. Last year's team for the Bears was terrible. That was.
Wait, actually, no. Wait. Hold on. Wait.
I think he's right. I mean, you finished with 5
wins. Did you go to both Bears games last year?
No, I just went to the Bears at Soldier Field.
Which wasn't that the one
that
the
was the black
earlier
field
in the season?
Yes,
that was
but I had a great time because that I was going down there with one of our teammates, Chad Hopper, and some friends from Pizza Hut, expecting to probably leave early and see the Bears get their butts kicked because they were playing terrible all year. They went down there, and it was an entertaining football game to the end. And when you were rooting for a team that has 4 wins, what was I expecting? All I wanted was for the opportunity to win. That was a hell of a game. I will stand by that. But that's because last year's team was terrible. I will not have that take this year. And so what bothers me is I don't even have to hear the clip, and I know that everyone on that show is going to be purposely disingenuous trying to tie my expectations for last year's team to my expectations for this year's team. So I will say this right now clear, so even the disingenuous host on KBN can hear this clearly. No matter how the Bears lose, if they lose, you will not hear me crying about it on Monday. You will not hear me celebrating a close game on Monday. If they lose the exact way that the Packers lost to the Bears, you will not hear me whining about it on Monday, which is hilarious.
Depends
because
how it ends, though.
No,
you
will
can't
not,
say that.
I will not come on the air, I promise you. And also, I'm not a fan of the Green Bay Packers title town. I am a fan of the lowly Bears who were terrible last year. So, yes, last year was a great time. It was loser talk, because I was rooting for a team that was losing. And Ben knows that. And Brad knows that. And Kyle knows that.
Speaking of which, let's
hear their purposely disingenuous take. Can I predict it's going to be purposely disingenuous?
You want to predict which of the three?
Kyle.
It is Kyle. Though he's not disingenuous about what you'll say about the game, but about the Bears in general and expectations for the Bears.
Yeah.
I don't recall
I had a great time, dude.
The Bears lost, but I had a great time.
But that's what we have to understand. When you're dealing with these Bears fans, that is the mentality that you're dealing with. They are just happy to be part of the party. They're just happy to say, oh, well, we made it. I promise y'all, when the Packers win on Saturday, all Bears fans are going to say, well, we were ahead of schedule. I want Chicago Bears fans to know.
Look at your schedule
for next year. Look at who you have to play for next season. You ain't ahead of no damn schedule. You have a tough schedule next year because you got the number one schedule coming out the NFC North next season. As the Detroit Lions, 1 year you can be on top of the world, the next year you can be sitting at home during the playoffs. Well, something Matt LaFleur has not done since quarterback.
I hate that.
You know what Matt LaFleur hasn't done since Jordan Love's been the quarterback? Win the damn division. So you want to talk about being happy to be there? How about you climb the mountaintop and win the division one damn time with Jordan Love as your quarterback, Kyle?
But okay. I know you're like very offended and you're getting red and all excited.
Well, also because it's all
No, but there's
Look up strength of schedule coming in this year. The Bears and the Packers were at the top. So like again, if you're going to speak, don't talk out of your ass. That's all I ask. Just go ahead.
All right. Thicken up your skin a little bit. All it's right. okay. Yeah. It's just Kyle.
Yeah.
I think you can also look at it and say, yes, positively, we are ahead of schedule. Yep. Nobody expected you to be here. The Bears were not talked about until, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, it feels like. Which, like, I've said it all season. They feel like a sleeping giant, which is exactly what they are. Like, I think you can take this positively. I know he was saying it negatively towards Bears fans and how Bears fans think and whatever. But take it positively. You're ahead of schedule. You look like you're going to be good for a while. It looks like this rivalry's back for a long freaking time. You have a good head coach. You look like you got a good quarterback. You got a good tight end. You got a good you have a good receiver. You have all the things.
Yeah.
So like, take it positively.
So all those things are true, but I'm not going to arrive on Monday and say, "Hey, but we're going to be good next year." You get what I mean? Like,
no,
yes.
I don't, because I think that you're going to feel that way. You're going to feel like this was a great stepping stone towards being really good next year. Because you are having an incredible season. You're ahead of schedule this year. That should make you feel good about next year. You've said it. You're playing with house money at this point in time.
But and maybe
that makes you feel good about next year.
Maybe if the game was on Sunday, I wouldn't arrive like this on Monday. But like Sunday, I will not be thinking about, and Saturday, I will not be thinking about, hey, this was house money.
But you're okay.
And you're right. When the dust settles of the loss, absolutely. But initially, that would be a defense response, immediately being like, oh, but we had a great year. We did, but that's something I can worry about like Wednesday or Thursday later in the week.
But saying you had a great year to reflect on how the season has gone isn't being a poor fan or whatever you just said it was. Me saying that the Packers peed down their own leg doesn't make me a bad fan. It makes me frustrated with my team because they should have won.
It doesn't make you a bad fan.
Me saying Jordan Love, if he wouldn't have thrown that damn interception in the NFC or in the divisional game against the 49ers how many years ago, they would have gone to the NFC Championship game. That doesn't make me a poor fan.
You're right. It doesn't make you a bad fan. But that's not what Ben did on that show. Ben used beating the Bears but not beating the Bears as trash talk. You're not using it as trash talk. It is factual. The Packers dominated that game, but the Bears won. But the original clip from Ben is talking trash about Bears fans being excited about winning the game. Yeah, we won the game. You can celebrate the participation trophy, and you will not see me on Monday celebrating a participation trophy.
We know that you're not going to do that because you're purposely not going to say certain things on the show, even though you may be feeling them.
Maybe
that's
not.
That's actual fact.
Literally, if the game ended the exact same way, but vice versa this weekend, you would internally be saying the same thing.
Yes.
The Bears were the better team, all the things. But, you're not going to say it on the radio show because you don't want to be called out about it.
I wouldn't say it on the radio show regardless of Ben. Like, there's things you have, inner thoughts that you don't have to bring to the radio because they're embarrassing to share as a professional radio host.
How is that embarrassing? I am...
Not you!
I'm saying the exact same thing.
I wouldn't come on the air and trash
talk. I'm saying the exact same thing, that the Packers should have won. They were the better team.
But you're not trash talking about it.
Who cares? I'm still saying the same statement.
Okay, but there's a difference here. If you want to say a statement, that's fine. If you're using that statement as fact to be like, and that's why we're the better team, no, you lost. That's the issue I had, was the pomp and circumstance around the trash talk when you lost. You can say that. It's not incorrect that the Packers outplayed the Bears for most of the game. But to then use that as your trash talk is hilarious. This is Jim, Matt, Molly, David Kaplan coming up next.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
What vanity plate should I switch to? I like this one from PPLIKME, but I think that's one too many letters. And is that people lick me? Is
that like, hey? That looks like people lick.
I mean, it's not the worst plate they have. People lick me.
Having that car
part. It is pee-pee lick.
It is. It is one too many letters.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.
Continues live from the Everlight Solar Studio. Jim Rutledge alongside Molly Brown. Primetime or shine behind the glass. You can see us on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream, and that's where you can see David Kaplan in a cheese grater hat. I love it, Cap. Fantastic. Thanks. Thanks for joining us. I love the story behind this, that
it is
the
story.
Arrogant Green Bay Packers yep. screw over this guy trying to make cheese heads. He makes cheese graters, and thanks to DJ Moore and Cap, the guy's making a ton of money now.
Yeah, Caleb Williams wore one the yes. day after we beat the Packers. And my question for Molly is, I was listening in my studio here for my YouTube channel, and I had you guys on, and I keep hearing her say we were the better team. You actually weren't, because the game is 60 minutes long. It's not 57
all right,
minutes
all right,
long.
All right, all right. Cap, you want to know
it's
something?
60 minutes long,
Jim
and we
Rutledge.
Beat your ass.
All right, you did. You did. You guys ended up kicking our ass, which pisses me off to no end, and I will probably never get over that game. But do you want to know what this guy, Jim Rutledge, real Bears fan, had to text our group chat? He said, I hate football so much, and we're going to get our asses kicked by Malik Willis. That's what he had to say, and I guarantee that was going through your mind too, Cap.
No, I was ticked off because I was sitting right here with my son, because I do my recap on YouTube as soon as the game ends, and I'm sitting here in this very chair, and I'm turned, the TV's right there. And I said, I cannot believe we are losing this freaking outfit, because I've been arguing with Mark Pauscher, who keeps, you know, telling me, we've got a better roster than you. No, you don't. And if you could pick any of the four quarterbacks in the NFC North, Jared Goff, Jared Love, Caleb Williams, and J.J. McCarthy, and they're your guy going forward. I don't mean for one night. They're your guy going forward. There isn't a human alive that would take anyone other than Caleb Williams. Who has a better offensive line? Tooney, Dahlman, Jonah Jackson, Darnell Wright. That would be the Chicago Bears. Who has a better wide receiver room? That'd be DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, Luther Burden. I love your tight end, Tucker Kraft. Mm-hmm. I also love Colston Loveland. He is an outstanding player. Are you better defensively? Yeah, when Mike is healthy, he's the best defensive player in the NFL. He may not be the sack guy that Myles Garrett is, but total defender, yep. I'll give you Micah Parsons. Unless there's a miracle cure by Saturday, he's not dressing.
Is there something on this Packers team, besides obviously Micah Parsons, is there anybody or anything, any part about this Packers team that does scare you as a Bears fan?
Yeah, the speed of Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, especially Watson with a drag across yep. the middle. Our defensive backs are not healthy, A, and B, don't have great speed. So I don't think C.J. Gardner-Johnson's going to play because he is in the concussion protocol. I'll be surprised if he does. It's not a massive loss because I think you're upgrading, getting a guy who would have been a Pro Bowler mm-hmm. in Kyler Gordon back. But he's been out after having a number of health issues. Jalen Johnson doesn't look healthy to me, even though he's a very talented player and has been an all-pro in his career. Kevin Byard leads the NFL in interceptions. Jaquan Brisker's a really good player. So that is probably the thing that concerns me. I'm not concerned by your pass rush. I'm not concerned by
you shouldn't be.
Our ability. No. I mean, without
our
Micah,
secondary, they I'm suck. Not,
I'm not concerned that we can't run the football on you because I think we will be able to. You've got to attack you guys on the ground first and foremost. And then when you have more guys up in the box, you got to hit on your deep shots. You have to.
With that, Jordan Love obviously gets a lot of love here for the carathon he had after his first season as a starter. Those last couple games carried into the playoffs. And this Bears team, I think, is better than that Packers team during Jordan Love's first season as starter. But it reminds me a lot of that team where the Bears are playing their best football as of late. Specifically, Caleb Williams in December has been lights out, especially since the last Packers games. For Packer fans who haven't been watching, it seems like Caleb took another step against San Francisco. And even against Detroit, which wasn't the best game, he still is not making the mistakes he made in that first Packer game or, heck, even in the next Packer game. He seems to be getting better game by game.
Yeah, he's improved dramatically. Ben Johnson said today he's just a completely different player than from the day Ben and his staff rolled into Chicago last spring. And I truly believe he's going to go down as one of the great athletes in the history of the city of Chicago. A, it's the Bears. B, it's the quarterback, which we haven't had in forever. Look, Michael Jordan will always be the GOAT. He's the greatest basketball player ever and the greatest team sport athlete ever in this country, and especially in the city of Chicago. Caleb Williams could absolutely come way high on that list if he's ever able to lead the Chicago Bears to perennial Pro Bowls and win a Super Bowl. Oh, my God. He will own this city. And it reminds me of what Jay Glazer told him when there was all the speculation. Caleb doesn't want to be a Bear. He's hoping that he can force them to trade his rights. And Jay Glazer sat down with Mr. Williams and some of the advisors and said, listen to me. I know what this is like for you. I know how difficult it is. If you go to Chicago and you are who you think you are, they will name a bridge. They will build statues and you will be an icon into eternity. He will be. And I truly believe the Bears are going to go out on Saturday night. They had a little bit of a flat spot last weekend against the Lions. It was to be expected. I actually was not surprised by it. Simply because they had had so many high-profile games, and then you had two with the Packers. They had a flat spot. They did. They didn't play well. Guess what? I think they're beating your ass, Molly, on Saturday night.
Well, I was going to actually ask you that, and I'm glad that you said that, because I don't know what the general vibe is in Chicago, but I'm very curious about that, because I feel like my vibe is well-aligned with other Packers fans here in Wisconsin, that it just feels like I'm dreading this game because I don't want to lose to the Bears. I think this is the best possible matchup for the Packers that they could have had in the playoffs. I wouldn't have wanted to go to Philly. Any other team in the NFC actually just scares me at this point. And honestly, the Bears scare me too, because I do think they're a good team. But like, I'm dreading this game on Saturday because I am scared of losing to the Bears, and I don't want to have to live with that or have Jim next to me.
Yeah, and that's fair, because I said on the air today, and I'm getting a bunch of pushback from a bunch of, you know, mealy-mouthed people who don't like to have a take in their lives, a bunch of fans who come at me on social media. If the Bears were to lose Saturday night and the Rams were the team in here, okay, Matt Stafford might be the league MVP. Yep. They've got a bunch of veteran players. At one point, everyone thought they were the number one team in the NFL. It would suck. But it was the Rams.
Yep.
If the Eagles, the defending Super Bowl champ, had rolled in here Saturday night and they beat us, it would suck. But guess what? They're the Eagles, Saquon Barkley, and a bunch of really good players. Mm-hmm. If you lose at home Saturday night to that team up north, and you're in your building at night, it's going to be electric beyond electric. You think 2 weeks ago was electric? It's going to be insanity in there. Mm-hmm. And the Packers don't have Micah, don't have Devontae Wyatt. Their right tackle, if he plays, is going to be compromised. They are a shell of what they were. Josh Jacobs has got a knee that I don't know how he's going to play on it, but I'm sure he will, because he's a tough cat and really talented. You lose to that team up north here, it's beyond devastating.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. And to that, obviously I've been up here most of my life, and Aaron Rodgers, every time he had the ball, I was not a fan of what was going to happen, especially when he played the Bears. I don't have that feeling when Jordan Love has the football. I'm not afraid of Jordan Love. I was so afraid of Aaron Rodgers, I wouldn't say I wasn't afraid of Aaron Rodgers on the radio or on YouTube, because I don't want it put back in my face. But I am not afraid of Jordan Love. I don't think he's a guy that can go out and come through in the clutch. He hasn't shown it a ton. And for me, that's the biggest factor here, is that Packer fans should be afraid of Caleb. And I don't think Bears fans need to be afraid of Jordan Love.
Yeah, look, Jordan Love's a good player. Nobody gives somebody $55 million if they're not a reasonably good football player. But if Aaron was that quarterback in his prime, I'm not talking about 41-year-old Aaron, and he's still on his way to the playoffs, and I'm an Aaron fan. If it's Jordan Love, I'm not like, oh, my God, we've got no chance because they got that dude. No, I don't feel like he's football Jesus. I don't. I feel like a good player.
Yeah.
Guess what? Do your job. Make sure you pay attention to your assignments and your scouting reports. And you should get in your car to go home on Saturday night thinking about who you're playing in round two. And you should be able to put on your Take That Green Bay sweatshirt like I will. And that will mean that, guess what, you finally exercised the demon. You did.
Yep.
If you lose this game, you didn't exercise it. They still have bragging rights over you.
And with the bragging rights and exercising the demon, a lot's made up here of Ben Johnson's bravado, whether it's taking a shot at LaFleur or it was the, I don't know, I don't think it was a shot at LaFleur after the Lions game where he talked about playing
the
Stunts.
It was not.
Yeah, and I agree.
Jason Wilde, who I love. Come on, man. Can you be any more thin-skinned?
Right.
I was listening to him and Pausch this morning, and he's like, why do you have to take a shot? And then Ben Brust and his two little sidekicks over there. You listen to these guys. What does he have to say about how we play our guys? Did he take a shot then at Nick Sirianni too?
Yeah, see, that's where my mind went. If anything, he was taking a shot at Nick Sirianni because they just took the two spot, right? I know he didn't specifically say anybody, but that's where my mind went. Not even to the Packers.
So
he wasn't even taking a shot. That's just his philosophy.
Yes.
We don't play our guys, and if you get hurt, it sucks. But guess what? Football players play.
And that's what I wanted to get to. His bravado seems genuine. It's brought out even more in Caleb. And I'm sure when the Bears win on Saturday, Ben and Caleb are going to be massive villains here because in the best way possible, they're not humble about their will to win and their ability to win. And I think that's what's changed the Bears' culture and what also changes their chances against a team like Green Bay is they don't seem to be afraid of any team, including Green Bay.
The Bears are not afraid of Green Bay. I can tell you there are players that wanted this matchup. They absolutely wanted this matchup. Now, guess what? You got what you wanted. Yeah. You better freaking deliver. Because if they, I don't care how the game goes, if the Bears lose 42-41 and they miss a field goal from 19 yards at the, as the game ends, it's still a loss. Mm-hmm. You have to put that team up north down, period. There is no other scenario that will be acceptable. I don't care if you win 2-0 and we got 48 inches of snow. You have to be moving on to round two, and you have to take TTUN, that team up north, and you have to go bye-bye. Things have switched.
The Bears have seemed to have been exercising demons throughout the year, whether it's beating Washington and some of these comeback victories. The game against Green Bay felt like the upside-down version of Randall Cobb's touchdown against the Bears a couple years ago. In this scenario, it's another time for them to flip, you know, Jay Cutler getting hurt and Caleb Williams coming in. I was told that when a backup plays, it doesn't count as a real victory, but we'll worry about that later for Packer fans. And when Aaron Rodgers beat Caleb Haney in the NFC Championship game, that one doesn't count because he played a backup for half the game.
Oh.
Yeah, that counted.
I know. I just, that was a lot of Packer fans love to do. The Bears haven't beaten Jordan Love for a whole game. It counts, obviously. But my point is, with these games and with these teams, what will have to happen for the Bears not, and Bears fans specifically at Soldier Field, because I felt like this with Wrigley, with the Cubs, for the fans not to get tight if that game gets tight against Green Bay because there is all that nasty history?
I think they'll be tight fans. I really do. I think they'll be ecstatic. I think the whole place is going to be electric. There'll be a good smattering of Packer fans there. But look, in the end, Joe Tooney doesn't give a flying rip about the rivalry. He's a Bear. He was a Patriot, and then he was a Chief, and he's won Super Bowls. You think Joe Tooney's going to get tight and nervous lining up at left guard on Saturday night? Far from it. Drew Dahlman, he was on the field for 100% of the snaps this year at center. These guys are not going to get tight. They are simply going to try and take care of business, run the football to set up off play action, some deep shots. Good luck covering Colston Loveland. Oh, and if you get him covered, Roma Dunze's back. Oh, if you get him covered, Luther Burden's there. Oh, we got DJ Moore there. Oh, the other tight end's out there. That's Cole Kmet. And then we got a two-headed monster at running back. So good luck. It's going to be a hell of a game. And all I can promise you, all you green and gold fans, we will freaking be there to compete. You better bring your A game or you're going home listening to Packers suck.
Well, hey, you know what? Thank God we have Trayvon Diggs now, okay? Like, at least we have another body that can attempt to cover some of those guys.
Very happy you have Trayvon Diggs. You can go look at the tape of Rome scoring
on
him.
Let's not even talk about it.
I'm wondering if he would have signed with the Bears if you hadn't claimed him on waivers, because you were obviously ahead of us on the waiver claim because we won the division, because C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Trayvon Diggs have a relationship, and they had been some social media talk back and forth. Come join the Bears. I'm curious if the Packers claimed him to keep him from going to the Bears.
Not out of the question, but you touched on this earlier about coming into this game off of a loss versus the Lions, where you played pretty much all your starters, all the starters that I recognize from the Chicago Bears. Mm-hmm. And then, so to me, if that was my team that did that, that would almost just make me feel a little insecure heading into this game, just being like, okay, so we just lost to this Lions team that beat the Vikings, or no, sorry, that got beat by the Vikings pretty bad just the week before, and we had all of our starters. I get it that's Ben Johnson's philosophy, but to me that has to feel like I don't love going into the postseason off of coming off of one, like a loss like that.
Yeah, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but again, I thought I had said all week, I think this is a flat spot for the Bears. Now, I didn't know how many of the Lions' top guys would play. I wasn't sure if Amon-Ra would go. He was a monster in that game with 11 catches. Again, did it really, truly matter to those guys when they woke up with every fiber of their being, we've got to find a way to win? No, they're football players.
But Ben Johnson did not want to go 0-2 versus Dan Campbell and his former team.
I don't think he did. But did the 53-man roster go, okay, we got to pull out every stop. We have to win this game. And in the end, they got it tied and got the ball back, and Luther Burden on a crosser gets hit right in the hands. If he catches that, I'm not telling you he's gone 75 to the house. I'm telling you that ball is moving down into field goal range most probably, and we may win the football game. So, yeah, they lost. They got a field goal at the end, beat us. It happened. That game now doesn't matter. We're the 2 seed. You're the 7 seed. The team up north, you better come correct or you're going to get your ass beat.
TTUN.
All right, I love that. What's the final score prediction from you?
Bears win 27-17, something like that.
I will appreciate that one. I think Caleb's going to come out a little bit, like not nervous, but maybe a little bit hot and maybe miss some throws and then settle in and play a great 3 quarters the rest of the way.
I just hope his receivers drop every ball like last week for them.
Bears were the worst in the NFL at dropping passes this year. Also, the Bears had more man games missed than any other team in the NFL due to injury. Packers had more on injured reserve.
Yep.
So both teams have dealt with it. Let me just give you this stat to chew on, Molly, as you head home tonight, okay?
Okay.
NFL wild card, small underdogs, since 2017. That's 3.5-point underdog or fewer.
Okay.
14-4 against the spread with the average cover margin of 8.
Interesting.
Bears are, I think, a 1.5-point underdog, a 1-point underdog. So we will see what happens. You better come ready.
David Kaplan, thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime. And tell Brust and the two little sidekicks up there. I'm waiting for them.
Absolutely.
Jim Rutledge, he's fake tough.
Thanks, Cap.
And Wilby. Tough enough, Wilby.
That's David Kaplan from Cap and J Hood on ESPN Chicago. She's Molly Brown. I'm Jim Rutledge. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly presented by Coors Light.